Finally, some good harvest weather. Welcome and hello again, everyone, with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. After several days of wet weather for most farmers, now conditions much more conducive to harvesting their crops if they can just get dried out. But that's a big if for producers along the Mississippi River. Flooding is now the major concern. Even though the rains have stopped, all the moisture that fell upstream is now coming downstream. Extension Director in Lauderdale County is James Griffin.
We already see some flooding, especially off the Hatchie River. I've heard 300 or 400 acres along there. The flooding's coming out. Probably the lowest part in the county, as these folks around here know, is around Chisholm Lake, and there's probably several hundred acres at this time are flooding. Then we had the old Fork of Deer bed, too, that will flood as well. And if that really starts flooding, you're talking about thousands of acres, and that's going to be a strong possibility. Guys now I've talked to are trying to get those crops out.
And the Mississippi's not expected to crest at 27 feet in Memphis till later in the week. So combines will be running full throttle where they can to try and save those crops. Elsewhere, according to the latest crop progress report, cotton harvest is still way behind. Only about 15% had been picked, when normally by this time about 75% had been picked. And the wet weather has caused problems for farmers not only here but also in the Corn Belt and other parts of the country. American Farm Bureau economist Jim Sartwell.
When you bring wet grain in, it has to be dried. We just don't have the capacity to dry as much of this corn as we're going to need to dry here in the next couple of weeks. So it's very important that it dry off and warm up just a little bit out in farm country and help us take advantage of what we think to be a pretty large crop.
According to the Ag Department, just 25% of the corn crop has been harvested in the 18 primary corn growing states, compared to 71% on average at this time. Better numbers here in Tennessee, but still way behind on soybeans, but finally good harvest weather all week. Have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.